Jonathan from Verona says, I work at Epic. That's good. If I hadn't written this question, would you still have called on me? No. Would have been logistically impossible. Where is Jonathan? How are you?
Hi.
Hi, okay. See, that's why. That wouldn't have drawn me to you necessarily, that response. It's friendly, but it doesn't promise a lot. Do you have more you want? Okay, all right. I'm sorry now. I'm shortchanging Jonathan here because there's more on his mind than just that. Yes. Okay, get you to stand up there, Jonathan. And would you mind? Okay. I'm not going to frisk you or anything, man. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah. Fine, thank you. Yeah. So there's something more you wanted to add to that.
Yeah. We were wondering as we were driving over what... were you going to force us to answer questions or turn in questions? We were wondering how the whole turn in question thing happened. That's where the question came from. Yeah.
You're worried about that? Because you didn't have a good question to put on your card?
Exactly. So that's why I came up with that question.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't good, but it got you a lot of attention.
Exactly. And
no, it was good in that sense.
And it was going for the attention.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you have a question you were tossing around in your mind that you would ask? You
know? Yes. We were wondering if you had a day job.
Can you get me on an Epic? I hear they're doing really well out there. And thank you very much. You can sit down now, really. First he doesn't want to get up, then he doesn't want to sit down. That's Jonathan for you. We got the Odgers.
Odgers. That's right here.
All right. No, you're not the Odgers. I know the Odgers when I see him.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Yeah, what's your first name?
Ed.
Oh, yeah, that's it. All right, then and then we got...
Karen.
Are you an Odger?
Not yet.
Oh, are you married to the Odgers?
Possibly.
Yeah. And you're?
I'm the mother.
Hi.
Bernice.
Hi, Bernice. How are you? Bernice is my favorite name of all time. Did you know that? And you're?
I'm the last in line of the heirs here. I'm the baby. I'm Tom Odgers.
Odgers. I was saying Odgers. A lot of people make that mistake.
Yes, indeed. Like Dodgers without the first D, the best way to describe it.
Have you said that before, you think?
Yes, many times.
Yeah. Did you ever think of playing for the Dodgers just for the happy coincidence?
Just having to deal with an odd name.
I prefer Rodgers without the R myself, but...
Okay. That's fine. Well, you're the youngest. You're right to your opinion. And, you know, why is it that... Odgers, why is it that they never tell you where you're from in Iowa? You're from Iowa County. You're not from Iowa, you're from Iowa County.
Yeah, we're really in the township of Arena, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what are you doing out there?
Oh, just live on a little farm there and ride horses and...
Raising things and growing things?
Yeah, a little of that.
You know what any of them are? Or what sort of things?
Horses, mostly, yeah.
Oh, yeah? What sort of horses do you have?
Quarter horses.
Quarter horses? Can't afford a whole one, or...?
No, They eat far too much, yes.
So are you the horse trainer and all that? Or?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yeah.
Did Bernice know that when she met you?
He makes saddles, too.
What?
He makes saddles.
Really?
From scratch.
You can't make a saddle from scratch, Bernice. I've scratched many times and never got a saddle out of it.
No, he does. He's very...
Well, he's very talented. Is that what first attracted you to Ed?
Well, I always liked him. Even when he was little, I liked him already.
Did you know him when he was little?
I did, you know, right away.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was it out there in...
It's old. I liked him right away.
Oh. He was a few minutes old, or you were?
He was.
Yeah. So I'm that in the incubators, or
mother.
What?
I'm the mother, you know. Yeah. Get it?
Yeah. Oh, Ed is your son.
Yeah, right.
Now I get it.
You're really quick.
Well, I'm not from Iowa County. What do I know? You know. Oh, all right. Okay. Now I got this straight. Okay. Thank you very much for... Yeah.
You're welcome. Yes. You're welcome.
And so even as a little boy, he could make saddles? Is that what you're saying?
Well, not right away, but he gradually eased into it.
Your youngest here is sitting there laughing. You can hear about it on the way home.
A little weird, you know. Yeah. We're all a little weird.
Well, you know, we have something for the Odgers, don't we?
Oh, indeed we do. Without We've got that... late summer picnic with some choice wines like Domaine du Sac or the Prairie Fumé from the Waldersheim Winery.
Yeah. Yeah? Perfect. Perfect.
Tomorrow, in fact.
Picnic. Have the picnic. Picnic? What's the picnic for?
For fun.
What?
It's for fun.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Bernice. I had to get that in here. What?
Did Ed have a question?
Oh, yeah. Do you know, what do you know that we don't know? Okay. What do you do to think funny, was Bernice's question. Okay. Or do you think you're funny, I think. What?
How do you get into the funny mood?
Funny thinking? Yeah. Well, you just put yourself in the position of someone who would be funny. If you analyze it, it goes away immediately. So I've discovered, so I don't like to really get into the nuts and bolts of it.
Wouldn't you look in the mirror, too? Would that
help? Oh, Bernice. We're taking that wine back, Bernice. Look in the mirror. See, you could do it then, Bernice. You could do this. Easy. Yeah. No, you're not. Jim, I think we got to go launch ahead here into the quiz, don't we?
We've got to go to the quiz, Mike.
Would you have told me that if I hadn't asked, Jim?
Well, you still have 3 minutes and 30 seconds before the horn.
Herb Brodsky is here all the way from Denver, Colorado. It is Herb Brodsky Day in southern Dane County. Yes, Herb Brodsky. Hello, Herb Brodsky. Would you do the honors, please, Herb, and the four disclaimers?
I never hold a mic, really, for so many years. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not.
You got your bifocals on?
Trifocals. No, Mary has trifocals. Okay. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Woo! Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Take that little souvenir of your visit here, Herb Brodsky, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to try them at the quiz. This is a chance for you to win fabulous prizes simply for knowing what you know. Would he be all right, though? The baby will be okay? Yeah? Because little Jacob there, right?
Actually, I think my mom will do it.
Yeah?
It's her birthday.
Yeah?
No, it's her birthday, too.
No.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to fight, arm wrestle over it, or I mean...
Huh?
Okay, fine. Okay. Yeah. Wait a minute. We got to find out if you qualify or not. Okay. What is your name?
Rachel?
Yeah. And Rachel, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because it's my mom's birthday present.
Your mom's birthday present. That's sweet. Rachel, come on up there. You're already up there. Go. Little Jacob is very well behaved.
He's all right.
Yeah?
Most of the time.
He's all right most of the time? Yeah. You want this copy of Bad Mother?
Sure.
No, he's adorable. And look, he's very, really pleased you're up here. Oh, excellent. You know how this quiz works?
Yep.
Okay, general knowledge kind of thing. Someone calls in, plays along with you. And Jim Packard, what are those, what is the question and how do they get through?
This is an encore performance, so don't call today. But save your call for another time.
Okay, if you could travel back in time and kill your grandfather before he procreates, you would be illustrating the what paradox? That's the question. Ron's online from Hubbard, Ohio. I have to explain this all over again. This is a tough concept, I know, but it's a paradox of time travel. Ron, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You ever thought about time travel, Ron?
Yes, I do.
What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. So you travel back in time, you kill your grandfather before he procreates. That's called the what paradox?
I don't know.
Oh. Regarding your grandfather, it would be called the what paradox?
I would just think the grandpa paradox.
That's right. That's it. It's as simple as that.
Really?
Yes. Because then you would never have been born, and that would be the paradoxes laid at your grandpa's feet as a result. So that's why time travel is paradoxical, because you could do that, theoretically.
Lucky guess on my part.
Way to go, Ron.
Okay.
Are you into time travel, though?
Sure.
Cool. Ron, this is Rachel.
Hi.
Hello, Rachel.
Ron, you are a team right now, so you work together and collaborate on this and think it through, and you'll do well. J. Jim Packard, what are those categories?
Categories of current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science or odds and ends.
Okay. Ron, you take the first one.
Let's try current events.
Current events right out of the news, maybe not. Iran's president, I need a shave a bad, called this a messenger of honor and human generosity and a savior of mankind before being a messenger of death. What was he referring to?
I think it was a death drone.
Ah. Yeah, their drone, the Iranian drone. You want to go along with that then?
Yeah.
Yes. Very good, yes. The death drone. And the savior of mankind. So,
what right, no wrong.
All right, what's left there, Jimmy?
People, places, school, science, odds and ends.
Rachel? Science.
Science, okay. The Ruddy Duck's Penis is the title of this piece. The Ruddy Duck's is a corkscrew penis, actually. It's very interesting. Increases with one of the following. Is it with water temperature, with competition, or with female Ruddy Ducks? This has been studied at Yale, by the way, so this is totally legitimate. I'm not even making this up. The Ruddy Duck's penis increases with water temperature, competition with other Ruddy Ducks.
I think competition.
Competition. What makes you say that?
Well,
or is that prying?
What?
No.
No, just, you know, they have to compete with other male ducks to get the female. So.
Ron, what do you think? Want to weigh in on this?
What was answer B?
Competition.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yes, competition. Wow.
Our government tax dollars work.
Yeah, probably funding that at Yale there, and you know, they break off and regrow every season, so that's really something to think about.
Oh.
But only at Yale.
Two right, no wrong.
Okay. Well, what's left there, Jim?
People, places, school, odds and ends.
Back to you, Ron.
Let's try people.
People. All right. A study finds that attractive women are overlooked for jobs in one of the following areas. Is it mechanical engineering, reality television, or maintenance and custodial?
I would say maintenance and custodial.
Or reality television or mechanical engineering.
Reality television?
It seems that way to me, but I don't. That's probably just put that in there because I have a feeling about those people. But
oh, okay.
That would leave mechanical engineering, I guess.
Yeah, mechanical engineering. Then.
Ron?
Yeah, maybe I would go along with that.
Yeah, mechanical engineering. It's, can't get taken seriously as mechanical engineering. That's a problem.
That's three right, and they've won the quiz.
Yeah.
They can stop here and take a prize.
Yeah.
Or they can go on and try for the mother lode. They do have to answer two questions correctly from our three remaining categories, win a treasure trove of prizes, and if they miss either one of those, they're going to have some advice from Bernice Odger.
Okay.
Do you want to continue?
Ron?
I would say you make the call, Rachel.
I say continue.
Let's go on.
Right on. Let's give them a little enthusiastic encouragement. So you got to get both right, huh, there, Jim?
That's right.
That's how it works. What's left there?
Places, school, odds and ends.
Okay. Back to you, Rachel.
School?
School, things you should have learned in school. I hadn't been paying attention. If you're having coronal mass ejections, what are you? Coronal mass ejections.
Crying?
No, what I mean, what entity or object or
sunspots?
What?
Sunspots?
Yes, so you would be the
sun.
The sun?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you would be the sun. You're having sun. You're having solar flares flaring up again. That's what those are. Coronal mass ejections of your coronal mass.
That's right. Four right, no wrong.
Very good. Well, what's left then, Jimmy?
Well, it comes down to places or odds and ends.
Places, odds and ends. Ron, I think. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try, how about places, Rachel?
Sure.
All right. Residents of Queens, Milwaukee, or Norman, Oklahoma almost never buy anything without a coupon.
Hey, Queens.
Queens is good.
That's your choice, Ron.
No.
What was the other choice?
Milwaukee or Norman, Oklahoma.
What was the Queens? Is it Queens?
New York. Queens, New York. or residents of Milwaukee, for example, or Norman, Oklahoma, just down the road here in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
And I know my mother was an inveterate Clipper. Clipper. Yep.
They never buy things without coupons?
Almost never. You can't say never.
Queens, maybe?
No, Milwaukee. Milwaukee now.
You think Milwaukee?
Yeah.
You think my mother is influencing you on this somehow?
Yeah, just a little.
Coupon clipping. Anyone here from Milwaukee? Yes, do you clip coupons? He does. She doesn't. Wow.
Interesting.
Cool. See Milwaukee, Ron?
Yeah, let's go along with her.
Milwaukee, number one in the nation, coupon clipping. Gotta save that 10 cents. What have they won, Jim Packer?
Well, Ron, you're going to slide out of bed and walk in the steps of the master with a pair of plush, comfy Freudian slippers with the patented red-tongued toes from the Unemployed Philosophers Guild.
Oh, yeah.
And you've won the book 100 Words Every Middle Schooler Should Know from the editors of American Heritage Dictionaries from Houghton Mifflin, a can koozie from the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company, a pair of junior-sized Japanese-style ring-bound study cards from the Mindology Company, a What Do You Know pin from Say Cheese Designs, and the CD compilation, The First 25 Are the Hardest, from Michael Feldman's What Do You Know.
Right.
And for you, Rachel, once you've assembled your bucket list, you can keep its contents in a pair of all-metal beer buckets from Cincinnati's Hudepohl Shingling Brewing Company, makers of Little King's Original Cream Ale. It's good to be the king. You might also strike it rich with a complimentary bag of rough mining gemstones from the Cave of the Mounds, a national natural landmark. Go east to the Rochester Deli in Waukesha for some tasty delights that you can keep in the insulated travel cooler. On the way back, contemplate the precepts from Jack Bowen's book. If you can read this, The Philosophy of Bumper Stickers from Random House, and savor a quarter centuries of laugh on the CD, The First 25 of the Hardest, from Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Nice job.